From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We received word from USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratories in Ames, Iowa, that a single Holstein cow from Washington State has tested as presumptive positive for BSE, or what is widely known as mad cow disease.
The affected animal likely entered the United States as part of a group of 74 dairy cattle that were imported from a herd in Alberta, Canada in 2001.
As yet, there is no definitive evidence that confirms that the BSE infected cow originated in Canada.
There's been no specific threat against Los Angeles International Airport, just precautionary.
These poor people are trying to get where they're trying to get, but we'll get them there eventually. Christmas might be on Friday for some people, but that's the way it goes.
This has been one of the heaviest earthquakes that we have experienced in recent years in Iran. And the fact that the epicenter was very close, if not within the city limits, has of course meant huge devastation, including buildings that have stood for 2,000 years and have been a UNESCO heritage. So it is a major, major event. And of course, with tragic loss of life, which now stands, I believe, over 10,000 dead.
We were waking up early in the morning when the earthquake struck. We headed for the hospital, but there was nothing left of it. It was a very powerful earthquake. There are loads of people under the rubble. They need help. Lots of people are dead.